TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him I can spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you, and I don't know who running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he actin' like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, reppin' my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, tryna say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back.
Yeah, we here. Lucky me. Amara gone crazy, gone wild. We out here with the building. We getting it. Eric and Drake. Not old Drake. But listen to this song, motherfucker.
Cups that are rosé. Bitches in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy. But I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Cuffs of the EXO. All my people been here. I see all of her friends here. Guess she don't have the time to kick it no more. Flights in the morning. What you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much that I'ma call you anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh, oh, oh.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying. Me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you can do better, and I'll start hating only if you
I
make
think I'm addicted to naked pictures. I'm sitting talking about bitches that we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women I sponsor till it all goes bad. But shit, it's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. Bitches came over, yeah, we threw a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. Spreading that mixed up. I've been talking crazy, girl, I'm lucky that you picked up. Lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you can do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you can do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
Yeah. What's poppin'? I'm poppin'. What's going on, Elmira? Well, yes, lucky me is back. It's warm. I thought I'd get back on the scene. I thought I'd get my radio station back because y'all wanted to hear my voice. Y'all wanted to hear the shit that I got to say. Y'all want to hear the shit that I'll talk about. There's a lot of things going on. We're going to have a great show. You know what I'm saying? If you just tuned in, this is Elmira Gone Wild. You hear people in the back coughing. They're smoking marijuana. We getting high. We popping bottles. This season, we talking about fakery, fuckery. We talking about why can't people be loyal. And we talking about leggings. Why are women still wearing leggings? Do your ass stink? We want to know, do your ass stink? And we want to know if there's any ladies out there who wear leggings more than 3 times a week, and why do you do it? That's what I want to know. Why do you do it? We're in the fucking building, and we out here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go, we're going to go back. Oh, we got somebody putting their hands up, so we're going to get them on the joint. Caller 607-43, you're on.
Yeah.
What's good, sir? You just dropped a video with your team, your double edge team. You're doing things. You did a joint with Head Ice. You want to talk about that? What was that like, doing the video in the woods and stuff like that? You had your shirt off. Tell us about it.
The experience was crazy, but, you know, I'm already from the woods, you know what I'm saying? So I was feeling at home, you know what I mean? Shout out to Witness, you know, Sharpie DeMarco, IP Wells, you know what I'm saying? Hoodie and Jeans, CCMG, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out Lucky Me, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Coin getting himself, you dig me?
Yeah.
But, you know, that video was crazy. Ice is a good brother, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Him being, you know, the alpha, he pretty much sets the pace for brothers, so that was a good experience, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's more in the works. It's more in the works, definitely.
All right. Today we're talking about leggings. Are leggings the new pants? You know what I'm saying? What's your take on leggings and your whole perspective of females who wear leggings?
I'm going to say this. It looked good. You know what I'm saying? But if it ain't, if it ain't all the time, then it's fine with me. You know what I'm saying? If you throw some jeans on or a dress once in a while, or you know what I'm saying, you know how to switch it up, then I don't got a problem with it. But when you constantly, day after day wear leggings, I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's just unattractive to me. I like sweatpants better than leggings, put it that way.
Okay, so it's getting warm again. Obviously, Mother Nature, you know what I mean, this winter was crazy, it's rather bizarre. What's the do's and don'ts? Like, what don't you want to see? What you don't want to see in Elmira as far as, like, clothing? Like, when you step out, obviously, you're well-dressed, man.
I don't
want
to see the same shit. Definitely, you know, ladies, it's time to get in. It's been time. You should have been in that thing. And that gym,
yeah, but
you know
listen,
what I'm
understand this.
All women are getting
together. Elmira doesn't
have
shopping places.
I just
so they're shopping at the same places. So how you know what would be your advice for Elmira women to wear different clothing instead of going to Burlington or to the mall and buying the
different
same
places
stuff.
For different clothing? Online, different places. Like
even
that,
even the females who don't have vehicles.
Yeah, online shopping. You don't have to have a vehicle to get online. Go to the library if you have a laptop.
Online shopping, that's an option. Well, now, if you had $500, $200, and you were online shopping, what look, you know, because last year was the army look, you know, the camouflage and army fatigue. What do you want to see the ladies in? Do you want to see them in Uggs this summer?
No, I do not want to see hot-ass feet this summer. Just make your feet hot.
Make your feet hot.
I want to see feet, ladies. I want to see feet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? These niggas, that's a different situation. They don't know how to get it together. They still going to be doing the same thing from the last 10 years. Football shorts and long socks and shit. Ladies, you got to switch it up. Niggas ain't going to talk to you if you don't switch it up. You got to be able to catch my attention for me to talk to you.
Got you. So you're hanging out in the park with your guys, you're shooting hoops, and a group of Elmira girls walk by. And then, you know, what do they need to be wearing to catch your attention?
First, I'm looking for the alpha one, the one who runs everybody around her. She better be looking fly, and her friends better be looking fly. Ladies, your friends are a direct extension of who you are. So if you look good and they don't, then we know you broke.
Got you. You know, this is a big deal. I was dealing with a female. And all she wears leggings. She's a very attractive young lady. But is it safe to say, oh, we got somebody putting their hands up. I don't want to cut you off, but we want to get her on the air. Call her 607-282. You're on the air.
So see, are we C-Rails now?
He's simply saying that women in Elmira are wearing leggings too much. How do you feel? Do you wear leggings all the time?
No. I wear them to bed.
You wear them to bed?
Yep.
So why do you wear them to bed and not out in public?
Because I am way too fat for all that.
So you're saying that fat women shouldn't wear leggings?
I'm just saying wherever you want to wear them, but I have my own personal preferences and my own personal beliefs.
So you're a female, you know we have the rapper Young Prince. You got him on the line, and he doesn't agree that. And what about Uggs? Are you going to be wearing Uggs this summertime in Elmira Diop?
No.
So you believe in having your toes out?
Oh shit!
Flip flops until the snow flies.
Dope. You check that door, sir. We got somebody coming upstairs. Listen, if you just tuned in, this is Elmira Going Crazy, sponsored by Pregame Radio. If you just tuned in, you may be listening on your computer or you may be listening on your phone. You can call in 347-857-4302. You can just listen in. You can call private or you can press 1 if you want to ask a question or if you want to chime in on today's topic and stuff like that. Okay, Ms. 282, I have another question.
Why is she talking about what?
We have another question.
Okay.
Men, why don't the men of Elmira appreciate a good woman in Elmira? Sorry, I'm stuttering. I'm high right now.
You're a liar for one, and for two, it's because even though somebody makes mistakes, y'all don't know what's good when it's right in front of your face.
so I'm an out of towner, and I came to this town with my you know, city swag and city hospitality and stuff like that, and I offered to take. Can someone turn a phone? Someone turn. You want to turn you off? I just turned the mic off, whoever it is. Hopefully you guys can get it together. Like I said, we're back. This is the first show back for 2014. Great things are going on. We got MissHooters.com on the line. We got Young Prince on the line, and they're chiming in. We're talking about leggings. Do your butt stink when you wear leggings? That's what we want to know. That's what we're asking. Why are females in Elmira wearing leggings? You know what I'm saying? Why are the parents letting these young girls wear leggings? We live in a town, a community, where sex offenders roam like lions in the jungle. You let your child wear leggings. Nowadays, they're eating a lot of cake. Fast food is making these girls look, you know what I mean, older than what they are. So these dudes are praying. So why are you know, these young girls walking around here with leggings with their little baby bumps? Going out there, niggas is on them like, that's how they act when they see them. And we just touching in. We're gonna see if we can get Hooters.com back. Are you still there, Hooters?
I ran away.
All right, Hooters. Listen, why don't you want a good? Why can't you get a good man?
I have a good man.
Yeah. What makes your man so good?
He's here. He's
dope. He's dope because he's there. Because he's there. All right, we got. All right, Young Prince, you're back on. You're back online.
Yeah, I'm back here. A little stuff with it.
So she's saying that there aren't good men in Elmira. What you think about that, sir?
You know, when I think about it, I think she don't want a good man.
But she has a good man. She already stated she has a good man.
She a damn
she's
lie.
Where? Who's a lie?
She is.
Do you have a good woman, sir, out here?
Yes, I do.
How long did it take you to get you a good woman, you know what I'm saying, out here in Elmira, New York? Because I'm still single. I'm searching. I'm looking. I'm in the club. I can't find them. How can I find me a good woman in Elmira, New York?
Do
I got to spend money?
Nah.
So you want break down so the guys like me. Hold on. Excuse me, sir. We're here on set. We need it quiet on the set. We got callers in. I'm trying to get me a good woman. Young Prince, you're online. Can you tell me? I want to know how me and the listeners, you know what I mean? We want to learn how can we get a good woman in Elmira, New York.
I mean, you know, you got to, you know what I'm saying, like the girls that like you. If they like you from Jump Street, you know what I'm saying, and they give you a shot from Jump Street, just give them a fair chance. If they fuck up in 90 days, then that means they wasn't real about the situation in the first place.
Oh, so when we talk about 90 days, now we're talking about tis be the season. Let's talk about the season. Is it safe to say that Lucky Me won last season?
I say it's safe to say I'm in second place from last season because I came in at the end and I started showing off in the playoffs. You know, people were, you know, telling on people and people were catching diseases and shit and not letting them know. We ain't going to say no names, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, you know, if the situation didn't happen, Party Audi would have had, you know what I'm saying, the chip. But, you know, he caught a Texas game, and you know, that kind of fucked him up.
All right, now listen. History has taught us that in the previous seasons that these same issues, being honest and being loyal, has been a big factor. Like, guys have been getting dropped out of the league and banned from the league due to not being able to follow directions and follow the rules of the league. Do you want to chime in on where did Party Artie go wrong in this season to fuck his shit up? Where did he go wrong?
Blaming others and not taking responsibility for his actions. That's where he started taking it down for. Paying attention to Facebook and his phone instead of paying attention to the situation at hand. You got to keep, if you don't have, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you got to keep them happy. You know what I'm saying? You don't keep them.
And so why do you believe that you came in a strong second?
What's that?
All right, we have it. Are you still there, Hooters?
I'm here.
All right. I know Hooters. Like, if you're just chiming in, this is Elmira Gone Crazy or whatever. I'm your host. I'm Lucky Me. We're here on deck. This is our first day back. You know what I'm saying? Season premiere. And Miss, is that a baby, Miss?
Yep.
Oh, so you, all right, shout out to Hooters.com and her new addition. You know what I mean? Last year there was, you know, a lot of things going on. I died for that thing. But we're back on deck. And you know, how do you think Artie went wrong?
I wasn't around, so I don't know much enough to be honest with you.
Well, oh my goodness, you have to eat the baby. So all right, back to Prince. If you just chimed in or whatever, we got a lot of things going on here. We got a lot to talk about today. We got to talk about Money Mayweather. We're talking about Adrian Broner. We're talking about Elmira Rap. Who's the best rapper? Who's the best entertainer? Who is the sexiest woman in Elmira? We got a lot of things. We're going to go pay some bills, and we're going to play this song or whatever case by Drake, and we're going to get back to you guys. Just, you know what I'm saying, get some popcorn, go pay, you know what I'm saying, go dig in your nose, dig in your butt, get right back to the phone. We're going to be back.
Said, tell me what's really going on. Drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a motherfucking scratch and win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife. Yo, bitch is as hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got him right.
Yeah, I got them bun. I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Neek's got the weed, Hush got a gun. CJ got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple Sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it'd be worth the flight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, twerk something basis. She just try and make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz about to spaz. Can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever gotta sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake just stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we fucking did it. And girl, I'm fucking serious, I'm with it if you with it, cause your verse is...
Yeah, what's poppin', kid like me? I am back. If you just tuned in, it's Elmira Going Crazy. This is Elmira's first hood, all talk, anything goes, radio show, and it's going fucking down. If you just chimed in, we're going to give a shout-out to Hooters.com. We're going to give a shout-out to Young Prince on the check-in. We're talking about leggings. We're talking about do your butt stink if you're wearing leggings. Do your butt stink. So if you got leggings on right now, do your butt stink. That's what we want to talk about. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about, I want to get to some sports real quick. I want to give a big shout-out to Money Mayweather. I had an opportunity to watch the fight in its entirety. It was a good fight. Shout-out to Marcos Maidana. He fought a good fight. He put a lot of pressure on Mayweather. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of things going on saying that Mayweather lost the fight, that I took a lot of rematches, which is in the clause. Hold on. We got somebody putting their hands up, so I guess they know something about boxing. Yes, ma'am. You're back, ma'am.
Sorry. I had my phone on up. So where are we?
All right, we're going to get back to you. We have a big question, and I would love to get a few more perspective. We're going to get back to you 1 second. Anyway, like I said, we're talking about the Mayweather-Marcos Maidana fight. It was a great fight. It was a good card, by the way. Adrian Broner fought. He fought Molina. You had Amir Khan. He fought the boy had to do with the tattoos. I don't remember your name, and I'm sorry, and I apologize for that. It was just a great night of boxing. We're going to start off with the Mayweather-Maidana fight. I mean, I thought Mayweather lost a couple of the earlier rounds, but as the shit, you know, for the most part, as the shit ended, he outboxed him for the most part. He won in points. I thought Maidana was kind of wild with his punches. Even though it appeared like he was the aggressor, he still didn't win the fight. You know, Mayweather proved to why he's undefeated. You know, we're used to seeing Mayweather go in there and bully guys and just do what he wanted to do with these guys. But, you know, he was tested, and that's what you want out of your premier boxer. You want to see him get tested. You want to see him get beat up and get a black eye and get cuts and things of that nature. That's what makes a good fight. Now, if Mayweather would have just went in there and schooled them, they would have said, oh, he's handpicked and blah, 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 blah. But it was actually a good fight. And the dope thing about this whole situation is that, you know, Adrian Broner was supposed to rematch Marcos Maidana, being that he knocked him out. But he was paid off. So Mayweather's big brother, which you call, could take the fight. You know, it's all about business at the end of the day. And if someone's going to pay me not to fight, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about money and providing for your kids and your loved ones. And I'm cool with that. So, you know, Mayweather, shout out to Mayweather. He did a great job. Even though, you know, there's a lot of talks about the rematch, there probably won't be a rematch. I see Mayweather fighting probably Amir Khan, who actually, he knocked the dude out. He had a great fight. Or, you know, everybody's talking about Manny Pacquiao, which we probably never see. But if they did fight, Mayweather probably beat dog shit out of him. And so, yeah, so moving on, you know, Adrian Broner came back after a devastating loss. He came in, he did what he was supposed to do. He had a great fight. He did a lot of taunting and things of that nature. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he said some things that may appear to be racist at the end of his fight as far as, you know, talking Mexicans and this and that, and he beat the shit out. You know, at the end of the day, you're going to get what you're going to get when it comes to Adrian Broner. You're going to get what you're going to get. You're going to get a cocky guy. You're going to get a flashy guy. You know, AB, always balling. That's what we're talking. That's the model. We here. So we got that out the way. So, you know, we had a good weekend of boxing. Shout out to all the winners and stuff like that. I got some things on my mind. And maybe if there's any listeners listening, whether you're on listening just through the link that's on Facebook or you're listening from your phone, we're talking about, you know, I'm trying something new. You know, there's been a female who's hit me up in my inbox, and I kind of was ignoring it because of her ethnicity and stuff like that. And I'm looking at this girl. I'm like, she's black. I'm not really a big fan of dating black women. But she's been hitting me up and hitting me up and hitting me up. So I looked through this girl's pictures, and I'm like, oh, this girl's beautiful. And I started talking to her. So I've been talking to this girl for about a month through the inbox. Keep in mind, we don't have my number's on Facebook all day long. She didn't call my phone or anything yet. We've been talking through the inbox, through the Facebook. She's been showing her interest in me. This girl's beautiful. Now, my question is, am I wrong for having a somewhat, you know, beginning relationship with a female that I've never met before through Facebook? Is that even feasible? Is that even possible for people to catch feelings through an inbox on Facebook? Press 1, you know what I'm saying? If you want to put your hand up, you want to say something, you know what I mean? Shout out to 731. Shout out to 282. You know what I mean? You know, is that possible? And can it happen? Do I like this girl? I mean, I like what I physically see. I never heard her voice before. But she's showing interest in liking me. And by the way, she's not African-American. She's Mexican and white. Amazing. And so, and, you know, even though our baby dad lives out here in Elmira, you know, it always takes for a dude like Lucky Me to come and appreciate a good woman and take up under the wing and show the world the flower that she is. And I just want to know, you know what I'm saying, am I wasting my time, being that we haven't Skyped, Uvu, or did none of these things, not even a phone conversation, but we talk on the Facebook, am I doing too much? What you think, Hooter?
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Oh, now you just talk to people on Facebook and you don't try to make a call or a video call or, hey, come see me, or, hey, let's go to dinner. What are you doing?
I'm saying is that normally I don't give any, unless, you know, the only reason why I'm giving this female a chance through the inbox is only because she lives in about an hour away. She lives an hour away, and she's showing me some interest. And I think she's very attractive. Am I wrong?
She lives an hour away. There's still a phone, and there's still, though, there's Skype.
What'd you say?
I said she lives an hour away, but there's still a phone call, and there's still Uvo and Skype. So what are you doing?
Maybe there's nothing to talk about on the phone.
What are you talking about on Facebook? Why are we not taking what we're talking about on Facebook and applying that to a phone conversation?
Well, that's an excellent question, my young little lass. The thing is this. With Facebook, you can end a conversation any type of way, and then later you can come up with an excuse of why the conversation ended. When you're on the phone, it's kind of hard to end conversations. I'm on the phone right now with you. I'm saying, hey, you know, da-da-da, whatever, yeah, okay. All right.
So do what you do if you don't want to talk to me no more. I got to go take a shit.
Ma'am, I don't call you on the phone. I don't know why you wouldn't apply that. We have phone conversations because we really don't.
Okay, well, when we do.
Well, we don't. And you know what? And I want to say something. You reneged on your lifetime deal. You don't want a fucking good man.
You're stupid.
You don't want a good man. You know that?
You don't want a good woman. So why are we talking about me?
Why don't I want a, I'm a hard-working man. Why I don't want a good woman? Why can't I be held at night? Why can't I get a home-cooked meal every single day? Why? Who wouldn't want that? Exactly, you don't, because you don't want a good man.
No, because I like to bed to myself.
You're squirting all over the place. Of course you don't want the bed for yourself. You're making water beds all through the town.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Who it is?
What?
I mentioned this with the fellas. I think it's amazing that you go from not squirting to being a squirter. That is
what
amazing.
What are you talking about?
You've never squirted in his life?
No.
Oh, shit. What? You heard him? Water, 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 water. You heard him?
That is not what he said.
All right, listen. Do you think that the season is childish?
I think y'all are motherfucking stupid, and then you wonder why you don't got a good girl, and you wonder why you don't got a one girlfriend, and you got 20,000 chicks that you're fucking, and half of them are deceased or crazy or whatever.
But isn't the goal of the season to find one good woman? And at the end of the day, say young prince.
You're
young
not
going
to find one good woman when you've got a ton of them and then two of them find out about the other eight. That's not a way to get a girl. That's not a way to get a girlfriend. I'm sorry.
So just give all my energy and my time to one woman, and she just breaks my heart, and now she leaves with Johnny Smooth, Johnny Longdick, and with the Corvette, and I got a bike, and she leaves me for him, and now I'm lonely?
And you turn around and you pick up, yeah. Fucking pick yourself back up together and you go find another one.
Pick yourself back up and find you another one. Really, Hooters? Really?
Do I have multiple boyfriends? No. Do I have multiple guys that I see? No. Where have I been for the past year? In the same place. How am I doing?
Change.
Good.
You're in your situation. Because I'm with Lil Daddy.
I'm in my situation because of why?
Because I'm with Lil Daddy. If I wasn't with Lil
whatever
Daddy...
Whatever helps you sleep better at night, honey, whatever helps you sleep better at night.
So you're telling me if I wasn't with Lil Daddy, you wouldn't be my woman?
Fuck no, I'd kill you.
Come here. All right, listen, we got things going. We got technical difficulties here at the station. We got somebody in there. Go sit. Young First, you're on there.
Yo.
How you gonna be in this? You're on there, sir.
Who did fucking low lion have a
Oh no. We cannot let him talk to the game. I'm sorry, we have to cut him short. He's out. Sir, you're out of control. Sir, you would not talk to my guest like that. Sir, you're listening. You gotta talk to these people, my guests, with respect and dignity. God, sir. So hopefully
stupid.
Calm down. We got him back in there. Dude's listening. This guy, Young Prince, you know, I met this guy about 2 years ago. And, you know, fuck that shit, I'm telling the world. He hooked me up with an immigrant. he hooked me up with a girl without a green card, without a job, without a box spring.
You think
without a box spring.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this shit is just, I'm throwing it out there. Young Prince ain't worth shit, and he tried to sabotage me so he can win in the season.
First of all, I ain't getting nobody with the you know what I'm saying, without no green card. I mean, you know, she's illegal when she can. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about now, but you know. You know what I'm saying? That's an odd situation at hand. Listen, you're not gonna make it seem okay, now you don't want the radio in the world to know that you be over here. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you know what? Matter of fact, just go on my page, Otis. Just go on my page in about 5 seconds.
You're
going
to die today.
Yeah, like I said, all is going down. Listen, you just chimed in, or whatever the case may be. This is Elmira going crazy. It goes down when people call in. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about leggings. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about we got babies in the background. What in the world? Oh shit. We talking about squirting. We just talking about all types of things here in Elmira, New York. We want to thank every single person that's been calling in. I want to thank all the listeners who's listening from their computers, who's just on the live stream. We're back in the business. Cash for Gold, 607-215-16220. New or old, get it sold. I am still doing it. The white man cannot keep me down. I'm still buying gold. I'm still making a living. I'm still fucking these white women. I'm doing what I want to do out here. We're having a good time, and I'm dolo. So, I want to give a special shout-out. Excuse me? Yes, and I never caught STD. What you say? Ma'am? Are you there, ma'am?
What? Nope.
You shot a bullet into cyberspace, and the listeners, did we want to hear you?
I don't know, shoot a bullet. Just see if you have yet to catch an STD.
Yes, I have not. Listen, my penis is stamped by the USDA. It's been proved. Good meat. I'm giving out good meat to the community. We're here. By grace of God, I haven't crossed. Well, when you wear condoms, you don't have to worry about catching STDs, and that's one of the things I like to promote. Guys, strap it up. I strap it up every single time. Hey, B, shout out to White Kaya. We out here. We're about to pay some bills, and we're about to do some things. We're about to go. Listen, I want to play some 50 Cent, because I haven't earned no 50 in a while, and that's what we're going to do. So, we're going to do it like this.
drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game. I thought I owed everybody.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? We're back, we're back, we're back, we're back. Omira Gone Crazy, sponsored by Free Game Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black, we're in the fucking building. If you just chimed in. Oh, we got somebody on the private. Now, listen, what private people, when you call in, you can curse, you can say what you want, but be open-minded because I will end your call. You're on the air, private caller. You're on air. Private caller, you're on air. All right, there, I'm going to shout out to people whoever called private. Doesn't matter. You hang up, you call back, I still get paid anyway. Listen, we about to go back to some, we gonna go back to the music.
Ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
I ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Nigga ain't worried about none.
None.
Round round with that whoop.
Huh?
Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me.
Woo!
But now a nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Round round through East Streamer, nigga I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round round with that Nina, I'm round round with that AK, that HK, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down blowing smoke, niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic, my car automatic. Ain't worried about
none.
Nigga ain't worried about
none.
Nigga ain't worried about
none.
Nigga ain't worried about none. I ain't worried about
none.
Nigga ain't worried about
none.
Nigga ain't worried about
none.
Nigga ain't worried about
none.
Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. I ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. Nigga, I ain't worried about none. Money don't mean nothing. Bitches don't mean nothing. Coming with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing. I'm round round with that work. Max Lord Stroud, I'm hurt. I'll ride through Mount Haven. I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing. Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
Lights up the fire, I know we getting higher. Rolling up loud, real niggas moving quiet. Like it, then I buy it. These donkeys on a diet. Spraying all my jewels, I ain't know I started riot. Riot with the blicker, messing up makeup. You blowing up a phone. She ain't trying to pick up, drinking out the bottle. Lena with a model, I throw 100 racks up. You think I hit the lotto? Riot with the wolves, I ain't talking Minnesota. Shorty coming over, gon' bend it over. Let me plank on it, put a drink on it. Heard you a freak, put my name on it.
Montana.
Rather than a boy, baby, doing the most. If I look at his friend, he'll be gripping his toes.
I took him to the crib to kill him with it. Put my legs behind my head, I hit the ceiling with it. When I put it in his mouth, I couldn't believe it. He looked me in my eyes and said he wanna bleed it. Pasta, pasta, you ain't got no wings in me, pasta. Big fat pussy, Mufasa. Hit up Green Acres, hit up Peace Plaza. Some of them said them gully, some of them said them Gaza.
Where my bad bitches at? Where my bad bitches at? Whose girl make noise? Whose girl make noise? Whose girl act the fuck up? Act the fuck out. Act the fuck up. Act the fuck out.
Yeah, we're back. I just have to go pay some bills real quick. You know, I got like three baby moms, so I had to call, check in, make sure they need something. You just tuned in. This is Elmira Gone Crazy, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black, making this possible. Brooklyn, stand the fuck up. Rockland, stand up. Elmira, stand up. We out here doing the things that we like to do. It's starting to heat up. A lot of things is happening. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is breaking up with their baby moms. Niggas is breaking up with their girls. They don't got that tax money, so they good. They're not fresh for the summer. And we out here doing the things that we like to do. I want to give a special shout-out to the boy Rick Rue, you know what I'm saying? Chopped it up with him. We got some things in the work or whatever. Who else? Shout-out to Jocko, you know what I'm saying? We got this joint mixtape coming called Best of Both Worlds, you know what I'm saying? Something like a seven-track mixtape. Just something to put out there to, you know, I believe that I'm the king of what I'm doing. And obviously there's no one touching him as far as dudes that sing out here. And, you know, you put, you know, good ingredients in the pot, you mix it up, you get good gumbo. And me and Jocko, we sat down and we chopped it up, and it makes sense, you know what I'm saying? He appreciate what I bring to the table, and I appreciate Paul's what he brings to the table. And we out here doing, making good music, doing good things. What else? What's going on out here in this Elmira world? All right, let's talk about Facebook and God's putting. I got the loud on your book and all that. Listen, man, when I'm looking through my feed and stuff like that, I don't want to see niggas that's about to go to jail. I don't want to see that. I like niggas and all that. When you put, listen. They tell you that they work with the FBI. They tell you that. That's what they say. They tell you that. So they're working with the police. So they're telling you, listen, there's key phrases that they pick up, and then they investigate. Kind of like, say, like right now, if you know, they're listening because, you know, we're broadcasting. And if I said something bad about the president, I love the president, by the way, if they're listening. If I said something crazy where they felt like the president was in danger, niggas would be at my house, you know, men in black outfits, they're knocking on the door because that's something super serious. But listen, guys, listen, to the guys who sell weed or whatever, which I don't condone, I'm a Christian, but you put on your Facebook, as a post, I got that loud, get at me. You're being loud. Listen, if your weed is loud, you don't have to tell people that how loud your weed is. It seems like you're louder than your weed. How come when I buy your loud, because I smoke weed, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, I babysit dyslexic children. They're in the back. We got them caged up. Now, but all jokes aside, you know, I buy a bag of weed here and there, you know what I'm saying? I support, you know, niggas I need a bag of weed. So, I little nigga, I said, how you doing, little nigga? I saw you put on your book, you got the lab. So I hit him, you know what I'm saying? He came, and he brought me this so-called lab. So I'm smoking this so-called lab, and his post was louder than the actual weed. You know what I mean? I'm smoking with the little lady, and she's like, yo, look, this ain't, I'm not getting high. I'm like, yeah, I'm not really high either. She said, this wasn't loud. I said, that's what he said on the book. He said it was loud. So I kind of clicked like, and I bought the loud. But it's not loud. So I wasted $10 on loud because it was on a post. No, but guys, we got to be smarter. We got to be smarter. You know, that's what we got inboxes for. You know what I'm saying? You do not have to put on your post
excuse me, that you have loud. You don't have to do it. Thank you to the guy who just, the private caller who just fucking hung up. I don't care. I got paid again. Thank you. Dang, you're mad. You can't be doing dumb shit like that. You can't be selling weed on the book through your post. Let's be smart about these things. Ladies, now let's talk about the dumb ladies who let their baby dads and stuff like that spend up all the tax money, and now they fucked up again. You fucked up again. You thought you was balling, huh? March was your month. That wasn't. March was your fucking month. It was your month. You was buying everything. Old Country Buffet saw you every week. You was doing your thing in March, wasn't you? Now you're done. I told you you'd be done. And I told you that he was coming to get your bread, but you didn't listen. That's on you. So it's all you Elmira mothers who's listening via on computer, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking at the calls on it, so people are not listening on their phone. They're probably listening through the computer link or whatever. You're streaming on your computer link through the Blog Talk Radio site. Stop giving these niggas all your fucking money. Person's a go-getter, and he's going to flip your money or something like that. Stop getting, you're fucked up out here. And you know I know you're fucked up out here? Because you're coming to me for the loans. You're coming to me for the fucking loans, so that's how I know you're fucked up out here. And let me tell you something. Hold on. I am getting personal, because I gave someone $200 for a fucking TV. Now, I love this TV. It's HD, 1020, whatever, 1820, whatever you want to call it. It's very nice. It's like niggas are jumping out the screen. And speaking of loans, I'm jumping all over the place, but this girl said this dumbass shit to me. She said that she doesn't take loans or bribes from anyone. She's like, I like to get it on my own. Bitch, I see Aaron across trying to get their shit back. Let the niggas in. The fuck, let them in. They out there. They trusted you. They trusted you. They said, listen, they made a contract with you stating, hold on, we got somebody with their hands up. Hooters. You're in the building, Hooters.
Can I get a loan?
Listen, ma'am, you have a man, and if you didn't have one, my job is to provide for the single mothers out there, and you're not a single mother because you have a man.
I was so completely kidding.
Listen, I'm not from out here like this. Why do people run from errands and with the dog on there and Rent-A-Center, what's the other spot? They got 2010 to it. Why do people rent their furniture?
Because they don't want to go to Big Lots and spend $500 on a couch, one easy shot.
There's swap shops that sell furniture.
Yeah.
Have you ever, you've been a year from out here, have you ever rented furniture?
Not furniture per se.
So what you renting, like computers and things of that nature?
It's like a TV and a bed for somebody else.
Did you rent to own?
Yes.
Did they have to come hunt you down? Did you get on the floor when he was knocking at your door with the clipboard in their hand?
I was never really home when they came anyway, so I didn't really hide.
You missed the payment.
There.
You missed the payment.
Well, you know, I was kind of in that situation at the time.
Got you. I got you. Back to my love life.
Back to your love life. Here we go.
Do you see me ever being with one woman?
No, I don't. And that's why we would never work, because it would never work.
So you're telling me if you cook, you're telling me if you cook every day and you work as well and we're going to have some bills, that I wouldn't be faithful to you?
You wouldn't. I'd still have to come home worry what bitch you had in the bedroom.
I would have to worry about you. Why would you? How? If you're at work, then I'm at work. What are you talking about?
Where's your work? At home. So what do you get to do all day? Stay home. Do the things that you like to do. Where am I? I'm 30 minutes away working 10 hours a day, four days a week. And that 10 hours a day, you've got all that time to do what you want to do and then some.
So you're saying that while you're working, I would be out slinging cock in Elmira, New York?
Yes, you would.
Then why do you have a tag page if you have a man?
I don't have a tag page.
You have a heart. You have. I think you have a heart page. Do you have a tag page?
No, I don't.
I've seen it. I just made a profile the other day. I was back. I made a profile and your name. Would you like me to screenshot
it? Years ago. I don't even. Yeah, that was years ago.
You know it tells you when you were last active, though. You know that, right?
Huh? So when was I last active? Please tell me.
It tells you hours, days. It tells you on the page when you was last active. When was you last active?
So tell me, when was the last time I was active? I need to know.
Can you tell me, ma'am?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. You've obviously got the tools, resources, and you can look it up and you can see.
I don't want to, you know, I got some things in my mind. And with what's on my mind, there's a girl named Danielle Bowen from Elmira, New York. I want to tell her, you can suck my dick, Ms. Danielle Bowen. The reason why you can suck my dick, Ms. Danielle, from Elmira, New York, is because these fucking bitches, they swear that by fucking with me, that you're going to get a coin. You're not going to get nothing. You're not going to get nothing out of me. So,
when did I ever get money? I need to know. I said, I need to know when I ever got money, because I'm missing that shit, apparently.
So I don't want to be with her. No, she's your boy. You wasn't saying that a minute ago. We'll spend time with your woman. Take care of your woman.
Bye.
Tell me when...
One wet spot from cum.
You're stupid. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I do got pictures of some shit. So I would prefer if you didn't do that.
What you got pictures of?
Oh, you want to see now, do you?
He's stupid. He took a shot on the bed. He took a picture on the bed. He took a bad talk.
You caught it on.
Lil Debbie says that my anger went down. Would you agree with her?
That your anger went down?
Yeah, it went down, my anger.
Well, I haven't heard about a fight between you and her, so I'm assuming it would have gone down.
Yeah. No, Lord Joseph, sorry. Am I kidding myself with this girl?
You are.
Why? Because knowing how I am, that there should have been some type of contact or communication.
Exactly.
But you know how she communicates? She's 21, 22.
Okay.
And she communicates with me by clicking like on stuff. Like today I changed my cover picture to the girl looking at lollipop, and she clicks like. I know females well, and that's their way of saying, really. So I changed it to that picture. Was that suck of me?
Was that what?
Was that me being a sucker?
You're always a sucker.
So I am a sucker. So it's not my fault I can't get a good.
It is your fault. It is your fault.
Now, so I'm a sucker, but it's my fault.
It's always been your fault.
Why is that?
Because your actions lead you to be that way.
My actions lead me to be a sucker?
Yep.
How is that even possible?
Because, like, you think it's all great and this and that, and then you ended up getting screwed over, or it doesn't turn out to what it should be, and you're right back to square one again.
Okay, that's that fool. Your mom's fool. No, just throw it in the pot and put it on low. No. I want to give a shout out to Miss Foster. She made some risotti pasta for sure. What is pasta for sure?
Pasta.
But with the for sure on it. What is the for sure?
I don't know. Look it up. I'm not all that Italian.
Oh, I see it right here. See, John lied to me. It's bacon and a John. John, it's bacon, John. It's meat inside of this thing. So, it's bacon inside this.
No, there's different kinds.
Pasta for Wooly, right?
There's different kinds, Derek.
Nah. Remember how I spelled it? But I was lying. She put didn't put pork in it, but it's called fajoule. Look, this is the same. Look. A 1 pound of ground beef.
It's fajoule.
Fajoule, yeah, right? I spelled it. I'm saying, look, a pound of ground beef. What meat did she use?
No, she's
so you just said there's no meat in it.
No, I didn't. I said there's no pork in it.
Oh, how do you know though?
She told me she made it.
I don't want to get sick.
She knew you were gonna eat it. She made a bunch of it.
Oh, what?
She knew we were gonna eat it.
All right, so just put it in the pot. Yo, John, if I get sick, that's gonna make my doodle hurt. Like it's gonna be hard. Like my doodle hard. I don't like my doodle
to
be hard.
I'm not gonna fucking put it in the pot if I thought there was pork in it. So. I'm going to put it in the pot, and your ass didn't wash out the pot. Now I have to wash the fucking pot out before I use it, which is gross.
Well, just put it in the microwave then. Put the whole bowl in the microwave.
I'm going to wash this pot out the hard way.
Well, the hard way, Paul. Don't hit this guy the hard way. All right, with that.
Are we done talking about you shitting now?
No, I'm sorry. All right. I want to apologize for the listeners. We're just getting back into the swing of things. Normally we have ratchetness going on. Usually have a theme. But this is just to get things back into the swing of things, guys. You guys are listening from your computers. You're fucking listening. I wanna say something to the ladies. My boy Prince has been, trying to meet some of these women out here. And they hide behind the fucking computer. They're not trying to meet. And all this shit like that. Like, what the fuck is going on, ladies?
You know, you can't say nothing right now. You cannot say nothing about that right now.
Why can't I say nothing about that?
Who are you talking to only on Facebook right now? You cannot yell at everybody else for not wanting to meet up, for sitting in their house and texting Facebook all day when you're doing the same damn thing with another girl. Don't even go there. Do not even go there.
She has an excuse. She lives in Cortland, New York. Cortland is far.
No, it's not fine because there's still Skype and there's still Uvo. She can still see you face-to-face via an Ethernet wire.
So maybe she's shy.
No, you're just making excuses because what it is, it's a vision of something that you want, but it's never going to be. So you're just going to make all these little fantasies in your head and think, and it's just not going to happen.
Listen.
Don't listen to me.
No, I'm saying listen. My situation is totally different than any other situation.
No. It's like me meeting some guy in Cortland. And doing the same thing. What the hell are you going to tell me?
Yeah, but see, I haven't even met her. Like, this girl's been trying to hit me up a mad time, and I thought she was a fake post, fake Facebook. And I don't really, when girls try to get with me on Facebook and shit like that, I'd never entertain it because, I always think there's some type of hidden agenda behind it. And I don't pay these girls no fucking mind. I talk my shit. But this girl's been showing some good interest in me.
Okay, but if the roles were switched, what would you say to me if I were you and this girl right now? What would you say to me?
I would say, did you meet her? And why aren't you Skyping and Ubering?
So think about what you would say to me and apply it to yourself.
No.
Yes.
It's a double standard. It don't make sense.
There is no double standard. You're just being fucking, I'm right and you're wrong. When in all reality, you're just fucking wrong and you don't want to admit it.
So I'm wrong. This girl, she works mostly at night. She does waitressing. And I'm wrong because I'm not forcing her to go live.
You're wrong because you're getting all these little fantasies in your head and you just talk through Facebook.
I'm wrong for being optimistic.
Not even being optimistic, there's nothing there.
So, if I'm mad at her, so I'm being catfished, is what you're saying.
You could be.
I could be catfishing, being catfished.
You could be. Think about it. How far is Groton away from Cortland?
How far is it?
Not that far, right?
No, from Dryden is like 30 minutes.
Okay, so
about an hour and a half from here.
So still, even an hour and a half, there's that possibility because it's like, what, an hour and a half away from Elmira as well, 2 hours at most, right? Yeah. So you still have that possibility of somebody catfishing you from one place to another.
But if she's not a catfish, are you willing to give me a public apology?
Fuck no, because you never give me public apologies.
You've never asked me to give you a public apology.
Because it'll never come from you. I know you. Hi, we've known each other for, what, 3 years now?
Ma'am, the reality is this.
The reality of it is this. I know you better than you know yourself 90% of the time. So there are just some things that you just don't ask you for. Why? Because it's pointless and you'll never get them.
So you're trying to say I'm not capable of making a public apology?
Huh?
You're saying I'm not capable of making a public apology? We gotta go to a commercial break on this one. I mean, yeah. Today's show has been sponsored by Toaster Strudel. Get your eyes correct. They're having a deal. 2 for $5 at your local
shop. Do and swallow.
Huh?
Do and swallow.
They're two for five at your local top in Black Ravens grocery store. Thank you. I have to plug them in. They're paid sponsors. I'm sorry, guys. I have to get them in. So we're gonna pay some more bills, and what are we gonna play? We don't know what. Actually, I know what I want to play.
He doesn't pay his bills. Send everybody else the same for him.
Excuse me. What you say, ma'am?
I said you don't pay your bills. You send everybody else to pay them for you.
Hey, please stop paying.
I pay my own bills too.
You don't want. Let's say you don't want a good man. I'm gonna write a song called "You Don't Want."
You don't want
a good
man. You don't want a good woman.
You know what? Love is blind.
What?
Know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you say, what made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smack you down, cause he said you was too tall for him.
That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said your seed was growing from the seed.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't give her no help, uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she would leave you, I admit it she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life, and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said, just for him, I keep a ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love, is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love, is truly not. Elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed. And about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect to help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't start your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what I love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. Is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not.
Yo, yo, we're back. Pregame Radio. Elmira gone crazy. The show is back. We're back. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. He's under the weather right now, and we're hoping that, you know what I'm saying, he make a safe return and get back to 100%. Shout out to my grown brother, Brooklyn Black. Holla at your boy. I'll give you a call as soon as the situation gets better. If you're listening from, you know, the computer, stuff like that, you can call in 347-857-4302. You can just listen from your phone, or you can just press 1 to chime in on topic. We're just talking about random things. We're talking about why I can't get a good woman. We're talking about a woman I've been talking to. We're talking about a female I've been talking to via Facebook, creating a friendship. And Cooters.com is stating that I'm wasting my time. Do I feel like I'm wasting my time? Nah. You know, because at the end of the day, plenty of females come at me. Sometimes I, pay attention. Sometimes I don't. But with this particular girl, she sparked my interest. And, you know, I'm a big fan on, you know, females making the first step. Like, if you like someone, let it be known. And she's made it evident that she's attracted to the dark-skinned, big-nose guy. And, you know, so we've been chopping up, talking. She has a beautiful daughter. And, you know, we've been just chopping it up. And so far, so good. Oh, snap. been going off. So I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Courtney Shippos, whatever her name is. I'll give a shout-out to her, whatever the case may be. She's on the inbox. I was trying to get a back rub. She don't want to give me a back rub. She said, no, I'm not any good at it. And then I said, why do you say it? She said, just because. So I guess this woman who says she's a woman, she doesn't want to give me a back rub. So I'm okay with that. So who is this? Anyway, we were, 2014, the ass eaters, people, guys who eat females' butts, they're coming out the woodwork. And you know, my personal thing on guys eating females' asses, and, you know, this is very nasty, too. There's guys who out there who get their butt ate, which is disgusting. Pause. But I think... Excuse me, ma'am? What'd you say? Did I like it? I've never had
like
a try a day in my life.
Liar.
I put that on. God can strike me dead right now. I think, why? I don't see nothing intriguing about a female having a tongue in between the place where I take a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a guy. Excuse me?
You like it.
Why? Explain to me why. Help the listener. Why would I like a female to eat my ass?
Teach her own.
The listeners, they want to know. I'm sorry. Shout out to my baby mother, Little Debbie, on check-in. She just sent me a picture. It said, "Without you, I'm nothing. With you, I'm something." That's very heartfelt. Oh, I'm sorry. It says, "Without you, I'm nothing. With you, I'm something. Together, we're everything." That's very thoughtful. Shout out to Little Debbie Cake, baby mom. We've been working things out. Shout out to all the single mothers out here who you know, act civil. If you're chiming in, you're from Elmira, 607-215-1620. New old, get it sold. Cash for gold. We're going to check it. My last couple of days have been good. I took a player off punishment. She's been back. The last couple of days have been relaxed, you know, a lot of relaxation.
I know. And what player is this?
Huh? I can't say what player this is.
Listen, I'm supposed to be on your team in the background, I need to know what is going on here.
Well, to keep it a buck, which we brought Strawberry back. We brought it back.
You brought Strawberry back.
We brought
it
back.
Let me pray for you for your soul, really quick.
Listen. We brought it. I'm gonna tell you the reason why I brought it back, because I was lonely.
Because you were lonely. Aww. Get up.
Yeah.
Get a dog.
I'm a dog.
Get a dog.
How am I a dog if I'm a single male in the single world?
Well, at least with a dog, you won't be lonely. You'll have something to cuddle with at night. Get a cat for all I care.
I don't like cats. I don't like that.
Get a gerbil.
Oh, we got somebody with their hands up. We got 315. You're in the building.
Yeah, what's going on, man? Swagger Don.
Oh, it was good, Swag, man. Yeah, it was, you know, I want to thank you for chiming in. This is a show that I run every spring, from spring to summer, and I usually shut down in the fall. This Elmira going crazy, and we just talking about crazy topics. I know you just chimed in, and, you know, your city guy. How do you feel about leggings?
Leggings? Oh, man. I mean, for some females, they're adequate. You know what I'm saying? But for some females, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're not right for them, man. They be trying to make things fit where they don't even fit. You know what I'm saying? Looking sloppy out there.
So say you got a girl in the hood. And she's coming with different colors like every single day. One day she got white, different colors. Is that sexy? Is that the new sexy?
Oh, nah. See, leggings every day, that's that thotty shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Nah, man. We don't do those. Can't wear leggings every day, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got to switch it up.
All right. Now, if summertime's coming around, you know, I check your pics and stuff out on the book. You're very fashionable. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. For the white girl, can we explain what thot is, please? Because I need to know.
What is a thot? That hole over there.
But why is she a hoe, though? Because guys do the same thing, but what are y'all called?
Because, now let me tell you the difference. A woman doesn't have to throw on certain outfits to make herself stand out. She stands out for who she is. You know what I'm saying? Her personality and everything brings all
right,
that out.
Right, but it takes time to figure out if you can stand out for your personality or if you have to stand out for your look.
Not really, because at the same time, just like how when a real dominant, strong person's in the room, say like an alpha male, when you're in a room full of people, you can figure out who the alpha male is. Why? Because they have a strong presence, just like with a female. With a female, you can tell if she's strong-minded from the way she walk, from the way she talk, from the way she carry herself. You know what I'm saying? From the way she pays attention to certain things. You know what I'm saying? But these females, they be reaching. That's when they trying too hard. That's what the leggings, the trying, you know what I'm saying, trying to stay in fashion so they look like they part of the rhythm, but they not really part of the rhythm. They lost in the matrix.
Right, but everybody has to go through a period where they find themselves. So if a girl wants to dress up or dress slutty because she thinks it's what she needs, she's in the process of finding herself. So we're telling girls, well, they're in the process of finding themselves. They're a thought. I don't know. Maybe there's me.
Let me ask you this question. What part of a woman find herself does she have to run around dressing slutty? That's not finding yourself.
I did that.
That's declassifying yourself.
But at the same time, you call it declassifying, but guys do the same thing, but they dress the same. So if a girl wants to go out and she wants to look like a slut and she's getting her thing and she's doing her own thing and she's single, she's allowed to do that.
Okay. But at the same time, that's why they say, it's a saying that goes around in my hood. Don't go out to the club expecting to find wifey. Because when you find that girl in the club and she looking all slutty and she ready to party and she feeling your rhythm, same way how she felt her rhythm, she felt 1,000 other dudes' rhythm. And just because you wife it don't mean she gonna stop going to the club. That's what she like to do. When you wanna find a real woman, you go into the real world and you find a real woman. You're not gonna find nothing at a club. You're looking in the wrong places.
Okay, all right, not to break up, you guys are this is very intense. Not to switch gears. No, it's kind of because listen, this is real stuff is being said, and you have great points, Hooters, and you know Swaggy Dodd, he got great points, and you wanted to know something, and hopefully he's able to help you with that. But I got your perspective, your swag, Peter. Right? I've been talking to this girl from Facebook on the inbox for about 3 weeks now, or whatever the case may be. She lives an hour and a half away. And she's not comfortable with, like, I gave her my number. She hasn't called, but we talk every day on Facebook. Is there a chance, like, she exists? Am I getting catfish?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that. Some females have been scorned, have been hurt before, whatever case may be, and it takes them a little longer to open up, you know what I'm saying? So maybe she not calling now. Give it a few weeks. Maybe she will open up. Maybe she, you know what I'm saying? You have to allow her to take small steps. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Quarter.
No, you got to court it. That's all part of courting the female. You can't expect her to just, you know what I'm saying? Oh, she gave me the number. Let me call right now because she don't want to be like them other girls. Just beasting to call you and try to get with you. She want to make you fight for it because you appreciate it more.
Exactly. How you feel about that, Hooters?
Wait a minute. You take small steps? When have you ever taken small steps? Please let me know.
No, but listen. This is the thing. He, and you know what? He's looking at it the same way I'm looking at it. I'm sitting back because I never I never wait around. I'm an instant gratification type of guy. And so my thing is like, listen, miss, I'm lucky with me. I'm that dude. You're going to call me. And she hasn't called me yet. I understand she's a single mother. She works two jobs. Yeah. If we did speak on the phone, what would we talk about? There's nothing really too much to talk about. But see, with texting and inboxing, you can kind of create things. I'm an animated type of guy. You say, so, all
right,
like,
right,
what do you talk about now?
You're going to get to know each other, so obviously there's something to talk about.
Well, see, I'm creative. I'll inbox her and say things like this. Good morning, beautiful. I had a dream about you. She go, oh, yeah? She thinking I'm going to say something sexual, but I created something funny, this funny story, write up a freestyle story and make up a lie. I never really dream about her, but just to get the conversation going. And like I said, that's how you show a female that you have substance to you, more than just saying, hey, yo, let me see your ass and send me a selfie, your titties and shit like that. You know what I mean? She's a respectable woman. So at the end of the day, I'm going to give her respect until she show me she hasn't. I went through all her pics. She don't have her ass out. She don't, you know, I'm got her titties and all in the sky and nothing like that. She's a respectable woman. And I treat a female how she gives off, the energy she gives off. And I'm glad Swagger Don was able to convey how I personally feel, because that's how I personally feel. Because normally, she would have been out of here. She ain't called me or nothing, or she lives an hour away and she ain't coming to see me, or she not allowing me to come see her. She's out of here. And then I'm on to the next. But at the end of the day, she's been at my inbox, sending me smiley faces for a while, and I kind of was, like, ignoring her. But then I'm like, yo, shorty, is that, like, why she on, you know what I'm saying, she on my neck and all that? Because at the end of the day, she's like, listen, I'm not, you know what I mean, I know you like bunnies, but look, I'm over here, I'm sexy, what's going on? I'm trying to fuck with you. She's trying to fuck with me. Obviously, who did you didn't want me, so she wanted me.
What? No, listen.
That's a good one.
We had our chance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, let's be clear. I lived with Hooters.com, swag. And you know what? She pushed me into the arms of another woman.
Wow. No, listen. We had our chances. I made my mistakes. I own up to it. I don't ever deny it. Even after the things were said and done and you were still in the quote-unquote arms of another woman, who was still making you dinner? Who was still doing everything that you asked? So don't even try your bullshit right now.
But see, making dinner and doing small things like that, I mean, those are small tokens of esteem, and that's all respected, but it's hard to grasp something that's just trying to push you away. You know what I'm saying? Because you doing those things for them, but other ways you may have been pushing them in the other direction, like, I fucks with you, but I don't know if I could fuck with you like that. And that insecurity will lead somebody to be like, well, I don't know what to do then. I might as well see what else is out there, because I'm not getting no strong vibe right here. Like, it sounds good, you know, making me dinner and back rubs and this, that, and the third, but if I can't cry on your shoulder, if I can't tell you, if I can't sit there and hear your problems without saying, God, why this girl can't just shut up, then, you know what I'm saying, the vibe ain't there. You know what I'm saying? And maybe he wasn't giving him that vibe he needed.
Yeah, listen. I want to give a shout-out. Listen, Isnaf, when I just got the little message on the book. So she's listening on the check-in. The brown skin thing is on the check-in, listening. I want to give a shout-out to the beautiful young lady. But like I said, the conversation still goes. Like I said, most situations, I don't even entertain. But at the end of the day, I learned this about life. Life is about your gut. And, like, it's kind of like you be out with your friends and stuff. If your gut tells you, you know what, it's about to go down. Most of the time, it's about to go down. And so, you know, if my gut tells me, you know what, look, don't be a beast. You know what I'm saying? Don't be, like, if it's there, it's going to be there. Like, don't be thirsty for your penis out. You know what I'm saying, all the time. Like, so sometimes...
You lying sick of shit.
What you say, Hooters?
You lying sick of shit.
Wow.
Why am I a liar? I'm a good man.
Wow. You're
not a good man. You are not a good man.
I am an amazing man. You crazy. I'm amazing. You know I'm amazing.
I want to second that. Pause. Lucky me is an amazing dude, though, man. I don't know if you've been following his whole lifestyle, his whole career and all that. Know what I mean? But, yeah, he be doing his thing, though. I can't say it's nothing he be doing to be fake, so.
And be clear, the lifestyle I've lived in this whole little life of my existence of being on this earth, one may say it would make me bitter and make me this angry guy, but life taught me to push forward. And you know what? You go against when negative
things are pushed away. I'm not even talking about life, though. I'm just talking about relationships. You are not a good man. Relationship-wise, you are not a good man. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's talk about me for a second. I'm going to tell you why. This is what makes me a good man. This is why I feel I'm a good man. I feel like I'm a good man. You know why? Not only I'm an amazing cook. I'm a great listener.
A horrible cook. Your baked spaghetti is horrible.
Listen, why did you go straight to the baked spaghetti? Because that's your favorite. That's why you went straight to that. That's your favorite.
No.
That's why you went straight to it.
That sounds like a gut check right there.
I've ever seen you cook besides jail food. And jail food is horrible.
Listen, mister, first of all, now you're going to put me back with the ball head and the state number. We don't need that no more. Listen, exactly. We're over here eating pasta for sure right now, whatever you're going to say. All jokes aside, this will make me a good man. I'm a good man. I'm not a good listener. Who is? I'm not a good friend.
Listen, friend has nothing to do with this. And you're not a good listener because I want to say something, and let me cut you off real quick, and let me give you my opinion, and my opinion's right because I am law. That is you.
But wait a minute, though. I'm not knocking none you just said, whatever case may be, but it's one thing I disagree with. You said it's not about being friends. Everything's about being friends. Because if you can't be my friend, you can't be my soulmate, you can't be my partner, we can't take this journey.
Exactly. And you know what? There's truth to that because, listen, my ex and I was with for 5 years. We had such a great friendship that we can be in the bed, right? We can be in the bed, and we don't even have to be fucking. Like, we'd be watching Martin smoking a blunt, having the best time. While everybody's like, let's go to the club. We put on Martin, episode, you know what I'm saying, season 2, and smoke a blunt or 2, and be in the bed rolling. Not fucking and kissing and getting crazy with it. I mean, if that came, it came. Pause. No pun. But you gotta have to be a friend. And listen, I'm gonna keep it a buck. That's what I wanna see with Shorty. I wanna see where her mind is at. I wanna see if she can even be a friend. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you need to be inboxing me and all that, like, yo, son, da da da, I would hit that and all that. I'm sorry, we have a technical difficulty. If you tuned in, this is Elmyric on Wild, whatever. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. Snow Bunny Hunter, sponsored by Pregame Radio. We got Hooters.com, we got Swagger the Don, you know what I'm saying, representing BX, you know what I'm saying, on the line. And we're talking about being a good man and what it takes to be a good man. And, you know, Hooters made good points, he made good points. But like I said, like Swagger said, if you can't be a friend with a female or a man, what do you got? And Hooters, are you and your significant other, are you guys best friends?
Yes and no.
You said yes and no?
Yeah.
Name 5 activities you've done with him in the last 6 months.
There's tons of stuff that we've done.
Name 5 things, ma'am, off the top.
We've gone to Harrisburg. We've gone out to dinner. Gone to places.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
In conversation.
What dishes? What'd you say?
What?
What did you say? We can't hear you. You got to speak clearer, ma'am.
Hear me.
No, we need to hear. You said you go out to dinner. We're talking about activities.
Oh, well, so if dinner's not an activity, what is it?
All right, you're giving you too much time to think, man. We need 5 things that you've done with your friends, your significant other. Exactly. I'll wait. Being
wow.
your man. Exactly.
I'm in the middle of making a bottle. You're going to have to hold on.
Nah, listen, cause you got to scramble.
Listen, I can throw five activities out there. I've been with my lady for 7 years.
Exactly. Throw five out there, boss.
Just took a drive out to Massachusetts about 2 months ago. Just took a drive out to New York City Easter weekend. You know what I'm saying? Did a whole Easter egg hunt thing with the kids and whatever the case may be. We sit down to watch Netflix every night together and laugh and joke at the TV, burn L's. Take trips out to the park with the kids, go to Chuck E. Cheese, go out to Applebee's. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's always, you know what I'm saying, family functions. Family functions, but we stay active. We stay doing something.
You see that? Because when you're with someone that you genuinely care about and you guys, there's more to the relationship than sex and stuff like that, we're gonna put Hooters call. We're going to put her call on hold for a second. We have an interference. But like I said, when you're in a relationship with a female, like I said, I always reflect back to my 5-year relationship when I was in Rockland County doing what I like to do. It's because it's true what they say. You know what I mean? In life you get about maybe one or two true love where it's like mad real, like where it's so real to where I've dealt with so many women that I know that you can tell the one that stands out over everybody. And I've been with some bad girls with the most craziest butts, the biggest titties, the thickest thighs, the most prettiest feet, the softest skin, the long hair, the shortest hair. I've been with mad girls, you know what I'm saying? And I learned if you don't have no friendship, you have nothing. And all you guys say. You say you've been with your situation, with your significant other for 7 years?
Yeah, 7 years. January 11th, make it 8 years.
What?
Got two beautiful kids.
What made you say, you know what, this is the woman I'm going to be with, I'm going to stay with, I'm going to be monogamous. Like, what made you want to do that?
She had drive. She had drive. She had this uncanny urge to just want to be successful and, like, didn't want to settle for nothing. Like, I went from, you know what I'm saying? You know, I moved now. I'm up in Utica now. Utica, New York. So it was like, yo, I don't want to live in an apartment no more. You want to get a house? Come on, let's go get this house. Oh, I'm not satisfied with this little bit of money I'm making. Come on, let's go find ways to make more money. Everything that I want to do, she finds her way to incorporate herself into it. It's like everything she want to do, I incorporate myself into that. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's having each other's back. You can never knock that. You got somebody that's ready to ride with you, whatever you're ready to do. That's
you,
loyalty, baby. Like that's what keeps the boat afloat.
Yeah, all right, so obviously, you know, it's different. The people, not saying you're looking for a woman, but obviously the females are different up north, as we may say, opposed to the females in the city. Do you see a difference, the crazy difference?
I never dealt with a female, up north, whatever the case may be, but I've heard stories. I've heard stories, and, they ain't sound too good, but, I say it's all about programming. And what I mean by programming, whenever you get with somebody, they are who they are, but at the same time, they're a blank slate of paper. You know what I'm saying? You take all their strong points, all their attributes, and you figure out how to mold this person into that person that you want to be with. Sometimes it doesn't happen. That's when you realize, well, this person ain't for me. But when I seen in every aspect she was ready to do whatever I was ready to do, like I could say, yo, come on, baby, we about to mask up, set it off. You be, you know what I'm saying? I'm Queen Latifah, you be Chloe, let's ride out. She ready to do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what made it work right there. It's just somebody just ready to ride out whenever.
When you met her 7-8 years ago, did she have children or anything, or was it just like
no.
a, you know? Okay.
Not at all.
Now,
she was a, honestly, she was a female.
What's your take on pre-made families?
Huh?
What's your take on pre-made families? Like, you meet, let's say you're single, and you move to fucking Syracuse, and you meet a female who has two kids, you guys kick it off, and they have, and she has everything that you've been looking for, but then, you know, she has two baby dads, and she made some bad decisions when she was younger, but you're strongly attracted to this female. Do you, what's your take on pre-made family?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, the whole introduction, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be sizing her up the whole time to see what her potential is. Once I see she has potential and I realize that I'm ready to make a move with her, what's my take on her having pre-made family? Well, I was in a pre-made family situation, more or less like when my baby brother, right, from my mom's, when she met my brother's father, she already had two kids by two different fathers. You know what I'm saying? So my example is how he took on the situation, and that's how I learned how to be a man, because I ain't have my pops around. You know what I'm saying? My brother had his faintly, you know what I'm saying? But We had my brother pops, and he was like, yo, listen, man, I put clothes in your back, I pay the bills, I make sure your mother happy, I do what I got to do as a man, I'm your father now. You don't have to respect it, you know what I'm saying? But just do the knowledge of what I'm doing for y'all, though. I make sure y'all have every day. I make sure the bills is paid. I make sure everything around y'all is working functionally. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on pre-made families. You know what I'm saying? If I come into a situation, I see a female got her head on straight, no matter what mistake she made back in the days, whatever case may be, it's time to rebuild.
But would you be scared? Excuse me. Would you be scared? Like, one of my fears is my ultimate fears is, you know, you create, and I've done this, you know, when I met my first baby mom, my baby mom is from 161st by McDonald's over there, and, but anyway, she's from that area, and I met her, and when I met her, she had two kids, and she had a boy and a girl, and I accepted her for her children, and I created a bond with her children, and that didn't work out. So now that bond that I created with these kids no longer exists. I mean, I miss them, but you know, when it don't work out with the female, they take the kids with you. They don't say, well, you know what, our relationship is not working, but you can still, you know, be a friend dad or rent a dad to, you know what I mean, my kids or whatever the case may be. If there's any fathers listening, how would you deal with that? Like, a chick had the kids, but then it didn't work out. Say she cheated or did something foul, and then you're like, all right, so I ain't fucking with you no more. And she'd be like, all right, fuck it, then lose my number. How would you deal with that?
That's real. I have to take another example out of my history book. My brother's father, like I said, he was faintly there because my mom's made sure he was faintly there. Like, he wanted to be there. And when he came into the picture, my mom was already pregnant with me. You know what I'm saying? So he took the situation like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like just basically what I said. He figured out what he wanted to do, and he did it. But then when she made her decision that she didn't want to deal with him no more, he was still trying to be there. She was pushing him away, calling him all types of foul names, disrespecting him and all that. And at the end of the day, he was like, yo, pulled me to the side one day and was like, yo, listen, man, you ain't going to be little forever. You know what I'm saying? When you ready to holler at me, if you decide you want to holler at me, we can do that. You know what I'm saying? That's my take on it. You got to be you regardless. You can't let her change that. You know what I'm saying? If any one of the shorties want to holler at you later on and be like, yo, this my uncle or my godfather or whatever bond they want to create with you, I wouldn't dismiss that. I love the kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you. Yeah, if you're tuning in or you're listening from your computer, shout out to all the single mothers and Amira, different places, Rockin' County Stand Up, BK Stand Up, the whole NYC Stand Up, listeners from down south. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Hope you get well, baby. Like I said, if you're listening, you want to call in, it's 347-857-4302. My fucking bag, like I never left. The show's going to be on Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. And this is, you know what I'm saying, this is the comeback show. I do the show every spring, every summer, just kind of give people a voice. You know what I mean? I live in a town where not a lot of things are going on after 6 o'clock. So I give, you know, play some music. If you're an artist, sing your music in. I'll play it. And we're going to be talking about different things that go on in the community. I want to give a shout-out to QG. He won his boxing match May 3rd in Pennsylvania. You know, he had his debut. Shout-out to QG.
we're not best of friends, but we're good acquaintances, and I admire anyone who's chasing their dreams, goals, and aspirations. So shout out to QG. Shout out to Money May. Shout out to Adrian Broner. Good fights or whatever. But yeah, what you thought about that Mayweather fight?
I'm not a Mayweather fan, you know what I'm saying? But I say this. That fight was actually a fight. About time he forced somebody to actually gave him a good one. At least made him think for a second that he might just lose.
Good fight. That's what I'm saying. This is about, you know, mind me, I'm Ian. People, they're so used to him dominating. So when he's in an actually real brawl, they just feel he lost because he's not dominant. You know what I mean? Like, I watched it. I'm watching it. I'm talking to Reggie on the inbox, and I'm like, damn, this is a good fight. And you know what? Mayweather showed, to me, he showed why he's good at what he do. I think if Mike Donna would have just kept his composure a little bit more, he would have won more rounds instead of just throwing a lot of wild shots. It would have looked more of a cleaner fight.
I agree with you on that, though.
Because he was throwing so many wild shots, it made him look messy. And like, he had Mayweather on the ropes. He's throwing wild punches. And, yeah, they may be coming over top, and they're grazing him. But watch the fight. And I'll be sharing it on my page later. Mayweather was just countering him. He's throwing wild shit. Mayweather's on the ropes. Bing, take that. Cover back up. Bing, take that. Cover back up. And that's what he bit. And when I watched it, I was proud. Because I'm tired of people talking about, if he would have beat up Maidana easily, they would have said, he was supposed to do that. He was supposed to do it. But being that he was in a tough fight, you know what I mean? They're saying he lost. There's no way in hell he lost that fight. It was a good fight.
You can't take that away from him. I'm saying he's the champ. I'm saying he's the champ because he outsmarts all his opponents. I'm saying I give him that. I can't take that away from him. Like I said, I'm not a Mayweather fan, but at the same time, I can't take that away from him. I'm saying he is a champion. He has the mindset and skill set of a champion. Can't take that from him.
And I watched him take a. It's funny. I'm watching him, and I'm like, oh shit! I know what he's doing. He'll let Maidana tire himself out, and he'll come with little combinations or whatever, and he'll tag you when you're tired, when you're trying to recuperate. You think Adrian Broner is the next Mayweather?
No, he's too cocky too early. He needs to get some more experience in the game, and you know, and learn his opponents before he just go in the ring and get washed up like he did the last time.
How do you think he did against Molina?
I mean, I think he did all right until, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so he got cocky. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain fighters, through history, certain fighters did great until they got too cocky. We look at Roy Jones. Roy Jones used to be the man. He got cocky. He got washed up. It happens. You get a chip in your shoulder, and then somebody comes along and knocks it off. You can't get cocky. You gotta stay focused. Eyes on the prize.
And I think that's what's dope about Mayweather because they say, oh, he's too defense, and if he just let his hands go, you know, he'll look more. No, Mayweather, keep doing what you do, B. Like you defense. Like you gotta be defense. Like it's funny because I'm too old to be doing it, but I get every once in a while I go out and people try to touch me like it's a game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a group home nigga or a BK nigga, and they try to test me. And because of my frame, they don't think – I'm thinking defense first all the time. So I'm thinking defense. So when I'm moving around, they swinging at me, and I'm dipping low and all that. Like, oh, what the fuck is he doing? Yeah, that's what I'm doing, is defense first. And I think that's a smart thing. When you think defense opposed to your offense, I think that you're going to win a lot of fights because the person's going to get tired out throwing all them damn haymakers and shit.
Yeah,
and that's
like
that's what happens when
defense wins games. Defense wins everything.
Yeah, I get into these street fights with these dudes out here in Elmira, and I beat on them. And the only reason I beat on them, not because I'm a super amazing fighter. I think about defense first, and I let you tire yourself out. You swing all these crazy little shits and all that. You trying to grab me and all that. Nah, defense. So we got 2 minutes left on the show. Swag, you want to give me a shout out or anything?
Yeah. Definitely want to give a shout out to all my BX fans. everybody in the whole NYC, my son down in North Carolina, just opened up a tattoo shop over here in West Utica, Ink Addicts, you know what I'm saying? You definitely going to get the formal invitation to come out to the tattoo party and everything. I'd like to give a big shout-out to you. Keep doing what you do, man.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, and I salute that. And one thing I want to salute on your behalf, and just a quick question, real quick. I salute the fact that you've been in a relationship for that long. Is marriage the ultimate goal if you're not married already?
Maybe somewhere down the line. I still say I'm too young. Too young, mid-30s, too young. Do it when I'm 40.
Yeah, you know, that's one of my ultimate goals is to own my home so I can pass it down to my children and be married. And
yeah.
Okay, we got 90 seconds left. And you know, to get married and just fall back, man. I live this crazy life with no household and it like that. I want to have a household for my children and, you know, a beautiful wife, you know what I'm saying, that I can share all my little pennies with. And but yo, we're going to sign off. I want to thank you for calling in. Call back in Wednesday when we're going to talk about more crazy things. Shout out to all the callers who've been on deck. Shout out to the little light skin, little brown skin thing or whatever out there or whatever. You see, we get Hootie back on. Hootie, you want to give a shout out, Hootie?
What? My bad, I wasn't sure.
You want to give a shout out? We got 30 seconds left. You want to give a shout out?
No, I'm good.
All right, she's good. Shout out to Hooters.com. Shout out to Young Prince on the Chicken. Shout out Elmira. Listen, we're back. You know what I'm saying? Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. Shout out to the boy Jocko. We got the fucking mixtape coming. We're not playing this summertime. We're doing push-ups. My chest is getting bigger. We're doing things. Cash for Gold, 607-215-1620. New or old, get it sold 24/7. I will come to you. It can be broken. Cash for Gold. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. I got 10 seconds left. I want to give a shout out to all my kids. Shout out to Madison. Shout out to Amari. Shout out to Amari. And shout out to my beautiful son, Jordan. We out.